Something that we have to acknowledge is that there is a war that is going on. And this is a war that has been from the very beginning of time. But battles remain to be fought. And battles will be waged until the end of time. But the war itself has been won. We see these battles in our first reading. Our first parents in the Garden of Eden are there. They're naked. Not only physically, but worse, spiritually. And they are ashamed. And so when God comes to visit, they hide, showing their guilt. The man tells God, when he asks why he has done this, "It is the woman that you put here with me." The man is passing the buck. He's blaming God for putting this other person in there with him. And so God asks the woman, "Why did you do this?" And she says, "I was tricked. It was the serpent. And so I ate it." Neither Adam nor Eve took responsibility for their actions. It was always another's fault. Eve was weak. And her trickery, she fell into the trickery of the serpent. Adam was weak. He didn't stand up to defend his wife. Both were tempted and both allowed themselves to be taken in by this temptation. And as a result of this, God separates the serpent from all other creatures, telling him there will be enmity between you, between your offspring and hers. In other words, he is telling us that there will be a war. There will be temptation throughout human history. The followers of Christ experience this temptation as well. In our gospel today, Jesus has returned home, but he's not alone. He's got his disciples with him. But also the scribes have come. And these scribes are those that have been trained in the law. And they've witnessed all that Jesus has done, all the powerful works that he'd been doing. But they didn't come to be a witness to that. They came to attack. They came to accuse him, demonizing him. He's possessed by Beelzebul. He's possessed by Satan, not doing the works of God. His relatives think he's out of his mind, and they come to get him. He should forget all this nonsense. He should just come home and be a carpenter like his dad. Both groups have bought into those lies of Satan. So Jesus calls to them, "How can Satan drive out Satan? A kingdom divided against itself will fall." And that is how Satan works. If we want to see the temptations, if we want to see his impact, his influence in our lives, where is he dividing me? Where is he dividing my family? Where is this spirit of division? He does this all throughout history, and he continues to do it. And he set up Adam against Eve, and he set up Eve against Adam. Jesus' relatives against him and his disciples, the scribes, the Pharisees, and it still happens. It's happening in our parish. It happens in our families. How often do we see this in social media? Slander and gossip, blaming others for this or for that, taking just a little bit of the truth and running with it as if we have the whole truth and all of the facts, attacking, accusing. So what is the answer? I think it's to recall that who we are, that we are a family. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and being a part of God's family takes precedence even over being a part of our own natural families. We all know that our natural families are great and beautiful, but none of us has chosen the family that we were born into. None of us chose what time to be born. None of us chose where we were going to be born. But God chose that for each and every one of us. And we are a gift made in His image and likeness, a gift to our families and a gift to the world. But we have a purpose and a mission to build His kingdom, to embrace our role. It's a kingdom of unity, not a kingdom of division. It is the kingdom of families, not a kingdom of individuals. It is the kingdom of relationships, primarily our relationship with God, but then that relationship is lived amongst each other. Jesus came into this world to confront evil and to confront the evil one. And he did this from the very beginning when he was led into the temptation, into the wilderness. He had confrontations again and again with the scribes, with the Pharisees, with the Sadducees, with so many others. And we, too, are called to confront evil in our lives. Where do we see this evil? As I said, that spirit of division when we are tempted to be unfaithful to our spouse, tempted to be unfaithful to our vocation. The scourge of abortion was a battle that was waged just in Ireland this last couple of weeks, and they fell. And they have allowed abortion to come into their nation for the first time. It is the scourge of contraception, euthanasia, pornography. We see it on the news all the time with the gun violence in the schools. We see it in road rage, in riots in our cities, illicit drug use and alcohol use, attacks on human life in the name of God. The abuse scandal that we are still fighting in our church. We see it in natural disasters, in hurricanes and tornadoes, volcanoes. Wherever chaos reigns, we see the evil one raising his head. These are our battles that we fight. None of us is free from this conflict. We can't sit on the sidelines. We can't play defense in building God's kingdom. We have to embrace our role and come up with a plan of attack. And it is the plan that Jesus gives us today. In other words, he tells us, Amor vincit omnia. Love conquers all. In his intervention in today's gospel, this is what Jesus does. With love, he brings order to this chaotic situation. Who are my brother? Who are my sisters? Who is my mother? Are we treating others in our lives as brother and sister and mother? Do our conversations and our social media posts, are we building up unity and harmony, or are we promoting division? Jesus gives us the victory. It is guaranteed in his resurrection. It is guaranteed in his ascension. And he remains with us in the sacraments, especially in the Mass, in the Eucharist. This is the source of our resistance to the evil one. This is the source of our strength, not to listen to the lies, not to buy into those traps that Satan places in our hearts, especially the trap that Jesus speaks of today, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, this temptation to accredit evil in the world to God and to despair of his forgiveness. Building this unity, we rely on his mercy. Building his kingdom, building unity, winning his kingdom, one soul at a time, as he did. Amor vincit omnia.